that they ought to be allowed in the most civilized and in the most religious government, namely, that they are applied to virtuous purposes, and that by the most lively representations they fail not to recommend virtue and generous principles, and to discourage and expose all sorts of vice and corruption of manners. And were it true that they did so, and that they constantly adhered to that rule, as the test of their acting on the theatre, much might be said in their favour. Throughout the infinite variety of this book, this fundamental is most strictly adhered to. There is not a wicked action any part of it, but is first or last rendered unhappy and unfortunate. There is not a superlative villain brought upon the stage, but either he is brought to an unhappy end or brought to be a penitent. There is not an ill thing mentioned, but it is condemned, even in the relation, nor a virtuous, just thing, but it carries its praise along with it. What can more exactly answer the rule laid down to recommend even those representations of things which have so many other just objections lying against them, namely, of example of bad company, obscene language, and the like? Upon this foundation, this book is recommended to the reader as a work...